Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Save big money in your next painting project now at Menards. From your kitchen and bath to doors and trim and even your ceilings, Dutch Boy has the perfect finish for your painting projects. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is a tough paint and primer that provides great scrub resistance and durability. Save big on Dutch Boy paints. Plus, view our weekly flyer on Menards.com and get your painting project started today.
Save big money at Menards.
Chase, when I call you a big cheese, that means you're somebody.
Well, you don't call me that much. Or at all.
That was an awkward segue.
Yeah, well.
Let's bring in a big cheese. Scott Rams. That was a good line by you, by the way.
Thank you.
He's with the Nashville Sports Council. He's the president and CEO, Darren McFarland, Chase McCabe here. Scott, how you doing?
I'm good. That was quite a response there by Chase.
Yeah, awkward moment set up by the host. My bad. I want you to tell everybody out there listening about a really cool contest that people can get involved with. Best Sports Fan Contest. I love it. Of course, Nashville, Best Sports City by the Sports Business Journal. And, of course, the Sports Council is going to jump all over that and give people a chance to do something really cool. Tell us about it.
Well, I mean, first and foremost, Darren, thanks for having me. But, I think really it's just about having some fun and really reaching out to the people that really earned us the moniker of Best Sports City. And Sports Business Journal is certainly the leading publication in our industry, at least on the business side. It's a weekly and very well read, and it was quite a designation for us for 2019. So we really thought a way to have fun and really to engage the people that really made it happen, and that's the fans of our city and the supporters, whether it be volunteers, sponsors, or whatever. So what we've got going is hashtag Nash Sports Fan. Just send a picture, a video, of just telling us why you think you should be nominated and selected as the Nashville's Best Sports Fan and Best Sports City. Send that in by March 24th, and then
February 24th.
Announce the finalist.
February 24th. Yep. Sorry. March 24th. That's all right. I just want to make sure everybody knows the
date. February. Sorry. My bad. My bad there. We're going to put it back out on Twitter and then have public vote. And then on March 3rd, there's the March date, we're going to have an open to the public fun event at the Cowan at Top Golf. And we're going to have some music and we're going to announce the best sports fan by the vote and have all the finalists up there and have some great gifts and swag and tickets and jerseys and really just kind of have a celebration.
Well, you guys, the last event you put on there at Top Golf, Chase, we both went to it. I actually won an auction item to the Gaylord Opryland Hotel and to their new water park. And
we had
a blast. We absolutely loved it. You guys know how
we
to throw
right
a party.
We were right next to the Belmont
we
group.
Were. Yeah,
Casey
we were.
Alexander.
Casey Alexander and that group. So February 24th is the deadline. And as Scott just said, March 3rd is going to be the big celebration that you guys are going to put on at Top Golf, and that'll be starting at 5 o'clock. All you have to do is send in hashtag Nash Sports Fan, Nash Sports Fan, and that's your tag. Send in the video, and you guys got a great prize. There's going to be jerseys, Predators, Titans, Nashville SC Sounds, tickets to the Music City Bowl, tickets to the SEC Men's Basketball Tournament. So, really cool prize attached to it as well.
Yeah, it is. And I think most importantly, I think it's I hope people really have fun with it. We've had hundreds of entries already, and so I hope people jump on and have a lot of fun with it, and it's a great way to celebrate the announcement. You know, I think we look back on 19, certainly you guys were part of it, but I think sometimes when you step back and just think about not only 1 year we've had, but the last, 3 to 5 with some of the major events from Women's Final Four 5 years ago to the NHL All-Star Game to the run of SEC basketball tournaments and now locking that in through 2035 to our marathon last year, the 20th anniversary marathon, right in the middle of the NFL draft, which is going to be historically one of the iconic events, I think, in our city. We landed football media days for the SEC for the first time coming. We won the chance to host in the Olympic year to announce the Olympic team, the U.S. Figure Skating Championships with Scott Hamilton here in 2022. We landed the Big Ten and extended the SEC on our bowl game, got a new sponsor from out of town that's investing in the city. So, what a great year. I'm sure I left some stuff out, but, you know, I think as a sports destination, we should all be really proud with how externally we're perceived. And I hope this is a chance for all of us just to kind of enjoy it, look back, and celebrate and have a little fun with it.
No doubt about it. Now, look, I know, Scott, we're going to come off very biased. Sports, that's what we do. That's what you do. And so, of course, what I'm about to say, anybody out there listening who just happened to stumble across the show, maybe they're not a huge sports fan, they're like, well, duh, that's what you guys do. I get that. But you just laid it out there perfectly, and we've actually been talking about this on the show here this week because of kind of the mess that's going on right now with the stadium over at the fairgrounds with Nashville SC and MLS and just people. And I don't want to make this political because we don't get into all that. That's not our expert area of expertise, but people who don't understand how important sports is in a city or to a university, because we've also talked about the Vanderbilt situation. I think they're really missing the boat, and you really get to see that firsthand. Yes, the convention center changed our city for sure, for the good. There's a lot of other things that help grow it where it is, but sports is right in the middle of that. It really, you could view it as a core piece to our growth the last 5 to 7 years.
Well, you mentioned a couple things that I think being blessed enough to be here for 25 years now that we've seen sports do for our city. Certainly, you know, we can do our best to try to measure it economically and all that. But I think a couple things resonate, Darren, to your comments. One, I go back to the mid-90s when we were building the arena. We had just moved here in 95. And one of the things that at the time Mayor Bredesen said that he believed in, and this was a mayor that was not a sports fan at all, and even he admitted he didn't know the difference between a hockey puck and a football, but he said he felt like for any city to be great, they had to have a great downtown, and he realized that sports was a unifier in that process. Might not be, you know, the end-all be-all, but it was a way for every part of the community to be involved in something, either at the arena, then ultimately the stadium, and really be the catalyst for the growth of downtown. They obviously built the library, and then we've added the convention center, and obviously the economic growth has spurred off of that. But, you know, I think that's probably one of those things that I'll, you know, always remember and still do very vividly. And to see it play out like it has, I think that's been a very true statement that he made, and it was a great vision because, you know, to your point, politics, and we've gone through a lot of administrations, and there's been some challenges, and there's been some successes, but I think in general, from a sports and people coming here from a tourism impact, I mean, they enjoy the city, they enjoy the downtown campus, they enjoy our facilities, our hospitality, our volunteers, the experience they have here. And I think that has bled over into some great, you know, economic growth, business growth, and just a great image for our city on top of what was already really growing from the music industry side. So, you know, I think it's certainly a great honor for 19, but I feel like it's really more of an honor for us to think about how we've really kind of worked together and made sports a real important part of our city.
Scott Ramsey is with us, president of the Nashville Sports Council here on Darren Donick and Chase. And, you know, as you were talking earlier about some of the events that are already on the books that'll be coming to Nashville, when you look at the facilities that are popping up around here, we know First Horizon Park, formerly First Tennessee Park, where the Sounds play, is available. Hopefully here in the next few years, the soccer stadium, they get that done. Nissan Stadium, hope, you know, going to be some renovations, things like that, hopefully in the near future. Bridgestone Arena. But there are more and more venues to have events at. How much does that open the discussions for even more and more things to come here?
Well, Chase, that's kind of the sweet spot here for us at the Sports Council. I mean, I think you know, our role in our city and the collaboration that we have, I think everybody has really kind of worked together well in their respective roles. Obviously, the Sports Authority on behalf of the city serves as the landlord for the facilities, but we as a Sports Council have been working with the major tenants to really maximize the use of the facilities that are owned by the city, whether it's a bowl game or a one-off football game at the stadium or soccer events versus basketball versus figure skating versus gymnastics at the arena versus, you know, hopefully being able to bid on some events that supplement the MLS schedule at the new MLS stadium. You know, hopefully if and when it gets built. I mean, we're poised right now to go bid on the NCAA Women's Soccer Championship, which would be in early December at the new stadium. NCAA opened up those bids for 23, 4, and 5, so we can kind of start looking at some of those events. Maybe it's emerging sports like lacrosse and rugby, some things that would fit that stadium really well. So the facilities certainly give us the platform to go bid on events. You know, down the road, I think, you know, the big three right now that we probably lack the opportunity facility-wise to go after have been talked about: Super Bowl, national championship game in football in the middle of January, and then the men's Final Four, which our infrastructure and our ability to host those, no question. I have 100% confidence that we could knock it out of the park. But right now, it's difficult if you don't have the facility to go compete with the Mercedes-Benz and the Dallas facility or Lucas Oil or some of those that are enclosed that have those capabilities. So hopefully down the road we'll be able to open up the doors for those, but I think we've done really well with maximizing, you know, the sports and the variety of sports that we've had in all the facilities.
I don't know if you can answer this or not, but how much have you been a part of conversations, whether it's with the city, with the Titans, about what to do at Nissan Stadium? I mean, we saw Miami. Miami has put a ton of money into their stadium, and they just hosted another Super Bowl. Whether it's building a new facility or updating the one they have, are you involved? Have you been involved in those conversations at all?
You know, I'm not pausing for a political answer. I'm just trying to really think of the right words. But I would say on the peripheral, yes. I think a lot of people have. You know, I think certainly as those progress, the ability for everybody in the community to think about, okay, if you invest in X for a certain facility, you know, what can we possibly see to return that, either economically, activity, engagement in the community, or whatever. And I think certainly we stand ready to go put together that portfolio of events that we could go pursue with a certain facility. However, it's still going to come down to the negotiation like we're seeing right now with John Ingram and Mayor Cooper. It's going to come down to the negotiation between the Titans ownership and Amy Adams Drunk and the mayor on, you know, what's the next iteration of Nissan Stadium. And ultimately, that's where the business discussion is going to be. And then we and the rest of the community, whether it's the music industry or Butch and the CVB or whatever, can add in to ways to kind of support that discussion, whichever way it may go.
So now the last one for me, you know, I'm a big wrestling fan. WrestleMania, look, it'll fit right there at Nissan Stadium.
Can't wait.
When's that coming?
I tell you, with the popularity of Nashville, that's a perfect question for, you know, sometimes you smile when you say you've got problems and they're really good problems to have. We've got a really good problem in that right now it's getting really difficult to find a window of time for certain events. And WrestleMania is a good example of this one, you know, in late mid-spring, where we could find a way to clear enough hotel rooms, the entire convention center, the arena for a two- or three-night show, and the stadium at the same time to be able to move forward to really encapsulate that event. It would be a takeover of the city. And to be able to do that right now, we've got so much business that's already booked and locked in that we're looking so far out sometimes on these huge mega events that sometimes that's the hardest piece of what we've got to do right now. Granted, again, you say that with a smile on your face because there's a lot of cities that like to have that problem. But it's certainly an event that we continue to pursue is probably the best word, Chase. They don't really bid it out. They kind of talk to the cities. We've been in discussions with them and looking at certain years that just didn't work for the ability here to put it together business-wise. But it's an event we certainly would like to host down the road.
Scott, good stuff. So Tuesday night, March 3rd, that is free and open to the public. Is that correct? At Top Golf?
That is.
Okay. In fact, you guys are encouraging people to RSVP, if you can, to NashvilleSports.com. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Obviously, Cowan has a capacity, and we'd love to be able to say we're full. Mm-hmm. But it's free and open. February 24th, get your nomination in for Best Sports Fan on hashtag NashSportsFan, and come have a good time with us on March 3rd.
We always enjoy the visit. Thank you, Scott.
Thanks, guys. Enjoyed the talk. Thanks.
All right, we did too. Scott Ramsey, who is the Nashville Sports Council Big Cheese president and CEO, and he has been there from day one. He really has. And so he can speak on the growth. He can speak on everything you just heard in there firsthand, as you just heard, in the mid-90s. And I agree with him because I used to did some sporting events with the mayor that he brought up, and he really didn't. He really didn't hide the fact that he didn't really know anything about sports, didn't care one way or the other, but he had a vision of knowing it's important to a city. And in fact,
I hope the current administration sees that.
I emceed the marathon with him.
Yeah.
And this was a long time ago, and look at it today. And back then, it was already huge. But, I mean, just think about it. What is it now?
Well, that's what he said. Last year was the 20th.
21. So this would be year 21, right?
Yeah.
So 2 decades of the marathon here and where it is today. But remember, get those videos in. Hashtag it NashSportsFan. Hashtag NashSportsFan. Put the photos or videos on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. And they've got a great prize attached to it. You've got jerseys, Predators, Titans, Nashville SC, Sounds, tickets to the Music City Bowl, tickets to the SEC Men's Basketball Tournament at Bridgestone Arena. And that cutoff date is Monday, February 24th, to submit those entries. We'll come back. More of Darren, Donick, and Chase next.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Save big money on everything for your next project at Menards. Update your home with Palmero Vinyl Plank Flooring. It provides a genuine, weathered wood look that complements any decor and clicks together for easy installation. It's waterproof, scratch and dent resistant, making it perfect for active households. Save big money on our wide variety of flooring options at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Hi, everybody. It's James and Andy here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two-fourths of a group of people who love facts, and we love to find new facts, and we come here every week and tell each other about them. For instance, Andy, did you know that one of the world's oldest cycling road races is getting much harder because people keep stealing the road?
I want to know more already, but I'm instead going to tell you my new fact, which is that some ancient coffins from the 17th century have faces.
The coffins have faces.
It's really creepy.
Not just on the inside.
No.
Wow. If you like the sound of those facts, or indeed facts in general, then come and find us. No Such Thing as a Fish, wherever you get your podcasts.